Inside Dell's AI factory, WebSSC 25 and Microsoft Ignite moves reveal about its NVIDIA, Red Hat, and Microsoft strategy mark Vina 8-Minute Red. Just now, Dell's supercomputing conference and Microsoft Ignite announcements made one thing clear. The company wants a term AI factory to mean a complete operating model, not just a refresh line of AI servers. The pre-briefing with industry analysts framed the news as powerful, automated solutions to simplify AI adoption and accelerate results, with enhancements spanning infrastructure, data, and networking. The expanded Dell automation platform is central to that story. It now orchestrates the deployment of Dell AI Factory with NVIDIA, turning what used to be dozens of manual integration tasks into a guided, software-driven process backed by Dell Professional Services pilots. In Dell's analyst call preceding these announcements last week, Dell executives were explicit about why this notion matters. They acknowledged that a key roadblock for AI adoption in the enterprise is really the complexity and the skills required, especially as customers juggle many vendors and ISVs. That is precisely the pain point Dell wants to own. By turning the AI factory into an automation-first stack, with services embedded from design through pilot to production, Dell is positioning itself less as a hardware supplier and more as a control plane for AI infrastructure. This approach also aligns with Dell's view of its role relative to cloud providers. At SC25, the company leaned into its heritage in high-performance computing, noting that SC has evolved into an HPC and AI conference and presents a Dell AI factory as a way to systematize that convergence for enterprises. The message is that Dell can help customers move from AI proofs of concept to repeatable production outcomes on their own terms, in their own data centers, without the integration burden they fear. Avoiding one-dimensionality, even with that platform framing, the silicon story still matters, and here NVIDIA sits at the center of Dell's AI factory message. Dell is launching the PowerEdge XE8712, described in a briefing as a new high-density rack-scale platform that supports up to 144 NVIDIA B200 GPUs per rack, with direct-to-chip liquid cooling and integrated rack control. In the briefing call, Deania Davidson underscored that the system is purpose-built for AI and HPC. She stressed how the integrated rack controller and coolant distribution work with OpenManage to deliver real-time rack awareness and automated optimization across up to 36 nodes. Her emphasis is not just on raw GPU count, but on making dense NVIDIA deployments manageable and energy-efficient at scale. At the same time, Dell is careful not to appear captive to one GPU vendor. New XE9785 and XE9785L servers with AMD Instinct MI355X GPUs target customers who want high bandwidth HBM and strong training performance in both air-cooled and liquid-cooled designs, with Dell highlighting benefits such as higher memory bandwidth and larger sequence handling for LLMs. On the CPU side, the PowerEdge R770AP, powered by Intel Xeon 6P core processors, is aimed at latency-sensitive workloads like high-frequency trading, with Dell highlighting up to 2.1x performance and better performance per watt versus prior generations. Red Hat provides a third anchor. Red Hat OpenShift for the Dell AI factory with NVIDIA is now validated on more Dell PowerEdge systems, including the XE9680 with NVIDIA H100 and H200 GPUs. That gives customers a familiar, enterprise-grade Kubernetes layer and helps Dell counter HPE's and Lenovo's similar OpenShift-based stories. It also pushes back against any perception that Dell's AI factory is just another proprietary management facade sitting atop NVIDIA hardware. The NVIDIA partnership is clearly where Dell sees its most significant near-term upside. Varun Chabra reminded analysts that Dell announced a Dell AI factory with NVIDIA at GTC and has seen tremendous success in the last year and a half working closely with NVIDIA, calling it a special partnership focused on helping enterprises scale AI adoption within their organization. That language signals that Dell views NVIDIA as a flagship engine of its AI factory ambitions, but wants to surround that engine with choice and open software so it can still claim independence. Dell's technical differentiation, where Dell's story becomes more differentiated, is in the data and inference layer. The AI factory announcements put unusual emphasis on PowerScale and ObjectScale as AI data engines, not just storage backends. One of the most interesting pieces is the integration with NVIDIA's NIXL library for KV cache offload. Dell explains it has worked very closely with NVIDIA to deliver a scalable KV cache offload that moves KV cache from GPU memory onto PowerScale and ObjectScale, using NVIDIA's NIXL data transfer library and a Dell NIXL connector. According to Dell's internal testing, that combination can deliver a 19x faster time to first token and sustain roughly 1 second TDFD even with a 131K token context window, compared with more than 17 seconds for a standard configuration. The presenters stress why that matters. Time to first token is a very, very key metric for user experience and a major driver of GPU costs. By efficiently offloading KV cache, Dell argues it can reduce pressure on GPUs, lower infrastructure spend, and make it easier for customers to scale from POCs to production without runaway inference costs. Beyond KV cache offload, the AI data platform updates include parallel NFS support on PowerScale for improved throughput, as well as new AI-optimized search capabilities and vector support on ObjectScale to handle structured and unstructured data at scale. Dell also pointed to its integrated rack scalable solutions, OpenManage, and the integrated rack controller as ways to treat an entire rack as a single instrumented system with telemetry, leak detection, and automation built in. This is an area where Dell may have a more coherent first-party story than HP or Lenovo. They can and do partner for data platforms, but Dell is tying its AI narrative directly to its own file, object, and data protection portfolio and backing that up with concrete performance claims. Dell's announcements at Microsoft Ignite. The Microsoft Ignite announcements extend the AI factory concept into a hybrid cloud operating model. Dell Private Cloud is positioned as the first Azure local solution to offer compute, storage, and networking from a single vendor with end-to-end support, aimed at simplifying hybrid and multi-cloud management. Pairing Dell PowerStore with Azure Local as external storage enables customers to bring always-on data reduction, NVMe performance, and flexible scaling to on-prem Azure deployments without giving up their existing Dell storage investments. PowerScale for Microsoft Azure, co-developed with Microsoft, is described as a fully managed cloud-native deployment of PowerScale software on Azure infrastructure. That makes Dell's file services look and feel like a native Azure offering while still fitting into broader AI factory and AI data platform story. On top of that, Dell PowerProtect Backup Services runs on Azure to provide backup as a service for hybrid workloads, tying cyber resilience into the same fabric. The effect is that Dell can present AI Factory as an architectural pattern spanning dense, liquid-cooled on-prem racks, Azure local installations at customer sites, and Azure native services in the public cloud. That helps counter HP's GreenLake and Lenovo's TruScale narratives by saying, in essence, you can standardize on our AI Factory model and still live comfortably in a Microsoft-first world. How does Dell's AI Factory strategy compete against the likes of HP and Lenovo? Taken together, the SC25 and Ignite News push Dell's AI Factory from slogan to something closer to a complete operating model. Automation at the top, NVIDIA-led but multi-silicon infrastructure underneath, a differentiated data and inference layer in the middle, and hybrid cloud extensions through Microsoft at the edge. They are compelling in that they address the real problems CIOs describe. The automation platform plus services directly tackle the skills and complexity gap. The KV cache offload and AI-optimized storage features address the hidden bottlenecks of data-driven latency and GPU costs. The Azure local and Azure native integrations give customers a cleaner way to unify on-prem and cloud AI infrastructure without stitching together multiple vendors. At the same time, Dell still faces differentiation pressure. HPE and Lenovo are telling similar stories about end-to-end AI stacks delivered as services, with NVIDIA, Red Hat, and Microsoft logos on the same slide. Dell's challenge will be to prove, through customer deployments, that its automation, NIXL-based optimizations, and rack scale management actually translate into faster time, the value, and lower total cost than competing offers. On balance, though, these announcements strengthen Dell's AI factory ambitions. By quoting concrete gains, such as 19x faster time to first token, and a 1 second TDFD at 131K tokens, Dell is signaling that it understands where AI projects really stall and is willing to engineer solutions at that level of detail. If the company can back these claims with consistent field results and maintain its tight alignment with NVIDIA, Red Hat, and Microsoft, the AI factory could give Dell a distinctive, defensible position against HPE and Lenovo in a race to own enterprise AI infrastructure. Mark Vina is the CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research based in Las Vegas, Nevada. As a technology industry veteran for over 25 years, Mark covers many consumer tech topics, including PCs, smartphones, smart home, connected health, security, PC and console gaming, and streaming entertainment solutions. Mark has held senior marketing and business leadership positions at Compaq, Dell, Alienware, Synaptics, Sling Media, and Nitto Robotics. Mark has appeared on CNBC, NBC News, ABC News, Business Today, the Discovery Channel, and other media outlets. Mark's analysis and commentary have appeared on Forbes.com and other well-known business news and research sites. His comments about the consumer tech space have repeatedly appeared in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, USA Today, Tech News World, and other news publications. Mark is also a founding co-host of the Tech Stack podcast featuring Francis Sidico, Jim McGregor, Dave Altavilla, and Marco Chiappetta. You can subscribe to the Tech Stack podcast for free via The Technologists. The Technologists are more than just tech enthusiasts. We're trusted guides in a rapidly evolving digital world. We, Smart Tech Research, like all research and tech industry analyst firms, provides or have provided paid services to technology companies. These services include research, analysis, advising, consulting, benchmarking, acquisition, or speaking sponsorships. Companies mentioned in this article may have utilized these services. Furthermore, given Smart Tech Research's expertise and its utilization of AI tools within its own practice, the company provides guidance to other businesses on employing AI in a productive and responsible manner. Smart Tech Check Podcast. Subscribe to Smart Tech Check Podcast for weekly podcast episodes. Watch Mark Vina's podcast with industry luminaries. Subscribe to my Smart Tech Check Podcast on YouTube and to my Smart Tech Check newsletter for free on LinkedIn or Medium for updates on the most important disruptive tech topics that should be on your radar screen. Written by Mark Vina, 91 followers, 162 following CEO and principal analyst at Smart Tech Research. I write about disruptive technology, no responses, yet Mark Vina, where your thoughts? More from Mark Vina. Lenovo's ThinkPad X1 Carbon has me rethinking my MacBook Pro. Apple MacBook Pro users often find it difficult to switch to Windows laptops due to the D. February 21st, October 20th, 1 Mark Vina C. All from Mark Vina, recommended from Medium HPE's 2025 Analyst Meeting. Bold strategy or familiar ambition? At its 2025 Securities Analyst Meeting in New York, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise. October 27, Wicked Film Review. It's Marvelical. Adapting a stage musical to film presents unique challenges as the two mediums diff. November 23, 2024, Mark Vina. Mark Vina, inside Dell's AI factory. What's SC25 and Microsoft Ignite? Moves reveal about its NVIDIA, Red Hat, and Microsoft strategy by Mark Vina. You have no idea how screwed OpenAI is. An exhaustive overview of the situation. The AI bubble is on the verge of bursting. It may have already begun to pop. Stanford just killed prompt engineering with 8 words. And ChatGPT keeps giving you the same boring response? This new technique unlocks 2. In by my AML desk, a complete Laura workflow, October 28th, I spent $31,847 in 6 months living in Europe. 68% went to costs. I stared at the number on my screen. $31,847. 6 months. 1,247 transactions. Every single. In by identity, current Tucker Lieberman, an AI twin, values my brain at $6 a month. Good deal. Let's make it do homework, and let's go to recess. Alex Carter, inside Dell's AI factory. What's SC25 and Microsoft Ignite? Moves reveal about its NVIDIA, Red Hat, and Microsoft strategy by Mark Vina.